Hey guys, what's up? This is Crystallized Beats, where we focus on shining light on the talent in the shadows. We do this by featuring new up-and-coming indie artists through their music and the links to their social media. Thanks for checking us out. Hey guys, what's up? I'm Crystal Lamar. I am the host of Crystallized Beats podcast, as well as the head writer for Never Near Stomping Ground blog. And I started this because I know how difficult it is to come up in the music industry, and I want to give these new artists a boost and give them a platform where they can make a name for themselves. And I've worked with some really great artists, and we have some phenomenal artists to come. So definitely subscribe to our channel and keep checking us out. What's up, guys? It's Crystallized Beats, and I'm Crystal Amar. Tonight's featured guest is Ken the Rapper, and we're going to be listening to Throw It Back. So let's get to it.
Hey! Problematic business makes things.
Right, man, let me fix my hair again.
Hey, yo, walk up in the mall. Yeah. Bitch, I have it all. If I'm the big bully, I'll see you in the hall. Yeah. Different type of nigga. Yeah. We are not the same. Dressed in this Louis. Louis Vuitton game. Yeah.
Please don't talk to me.
No, I don't speak growth. No. You don't have to grow. No. Clearly it's a joke. Kenny. Go ahead, be a bitch. I'm the head nigga. You just my little bitch. Yo, stream. Yeah. Something you ain't got. My nigga on the side. Looking real hot. I show you how to do it. I show you how it's done. Don't look for another kid, cause ain't no other one.
Watch me bully you. 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 Bully you. Bully you. Bully you. Watch me bully you. Watch me bully you. Bully you. Watch me bully you. Watch me bully you.
Yeah. Bully you. Bully you. Can I see your lyrics? See you getting kinda foolish. I'm not like the niggas, huh? You went to high school with. You sorry and you tried. Right. Just like a plastic bag.
Look at how I do my shit. Stop trying to copy me.
Never wanna kiss me. Yeah. That's the real Kiki. Not my cousin Kiki. Ooh. Model bitch like CC. Album did 100. What? Song did a 50. Yeah. Should I say some shit? Watch me say some shit.
Niggas is booty. He can write a good rap.
I don't have to pretend to be a good rapper.
Nah,
yo.
I don't need your presence. The way I come up with lyrics made me wanna bully you.
Watch me bully you. Watch me bully you. Watch me bully you. Watch me bully you. Watch me bully you. Bully you. Walking bully you. Bully you. Watch me
bully you.
Watch me
bully you. Bully you.
Watch me
bully you.
Watch me bully you.
Yeah.
Bully you.
Bully you. Can yeah. Kenny on the playground. You trash, you belong on the ground. Yeah. So much ice on my ring. You can hear it right now. Man, I rap you see. Trying to copy me.
Yeah.
I do numbers on web. Ooh. I do numbers in sleep. Yeah. Man, this shit ain't sweet. Right. You ain't getting on the phone with me.
Nah.
I am gifted though, you can't hit me capiche. This music travels, yo. Throw that shit in the Jeep. Kenny steps on Twitty on them hoes. Next time you see me, I'm
watch me bully you. 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 Bully you. Walk it bully you. Bully you.
Walk it down the street.
Watch
my niggas in the crowd.
Watch me
walking down the street.
Watch me
niggas on the club.
Watch me.
Yeah, bully you. Bully you.
Gangsters on the beat.
So, that was Ken the Rapper and his track, Throw It Back. I really love his music. It's super fun and quirky and unique. And I'm going to put his information in the podcast notes so you can check him out. Stay tuned because I have an interview coming up with Ken the Rapper right now. All right, guys. Tonight's guest is Ken the Rapper. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I found your music by accident, but it was a happy accident. So I'm pretty stoked to have you on the show.
Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what got you into music.
Really, music has always played a big part of my life. Music, I really got into music because of the people I looked up to growing up. Like, you have Nicki, Drake, and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
You know, all of them, I don't know, I love their music so much, and I just, like, thought to myself one day, I was like, yo, this is what I want to do. I want to make music. Music makes me happy.
That's awesome. So, but as far as your influences, I mean, your music is like super unique and fun, and I don't really hear your influences in there. You have like your own style. How did that develop?
I've always been like goofy and animated. Like, I don't know. I just put my personality into my music.
Yeah, it shows, and it's clear that you've got a great personality. Just from listening to your Spotify, it's like obvious. Your music choice is fun, your lyrics are super fun, and they're not like they go right to the line of being like goofy, like you don't want to listen to it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it takes you like right there, but you never like cross it to the point where it's like, all right, this is stupid.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
just entertainment.
Yes. That's what I want people to be. I want them to be entertained. I want them to keep coming back and be like, yo, love this kid.
Yeah, definitely. And I actually found Ken the Rapper, you guys, because I was working on JK1's project, and I was under the impression that he was the Ken the Rapper that worked with JK1. But apparently I was wrong and nobody corrected me. And I stayed listening to him, and I hit him up on Instagram and found out that he was not the right Ken the Rapper, but still wanted to do an interview. So this is pretty exciting stuff.
I didn't even know there was another Ken the Rapper.
Yeah, I didn't either. And I've been looking and I never found him. So I like never correct. I took you out of the project that I was working on for JK1 and just never replaced you because I can't find the other dude. So.
Well,
What was the last project that you released?
Last project I released was the Problematic Bitch mixtape, where I remixed like 4 of the songs of like 2019 that I felt like I could, you know, put my little spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was that, and then I came out with a single with J Millie called Last Night. But yeah.
All right, and where can we find those?
You can find it on any platform, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, everywhere.
Okay, great. And guys, I'll put that information in the podcast notes. That way you can, you know, have a look and find more of his music. What have you been doing during quarantine? Are you working on any new stuff?
I've been working on this EP called Quarantine and Chill. It's like a mix of like hip hop and pop music, since that's kind of like my thing. There's like one song, there's two songs I'm excited about, is What the Deal Is and Lavish with Rec Rhymes. That's on the EP. The EP is supposed to come out in June sometime.
Nice.
So, you know, there's no disruptions.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that, so that's good. Thank you. And let's see. And I was actually going to ask you, too, about Instagram Live. I haven't noticed you on there, but I haven't really been on Instagram for like a week or so. So have you been messing around with it? And what are your, you know, plans with it?
I've been on Instagram Live for about like two times. I've been on Instagram Live. I don't really go on live because, you know, I don't know. It's just like I have talked to people on my page. And it's a lot of drama that happened this year because of an Instagram Live that I was involved in.
Oh.
So I don't really do Instagram Live, but I do want to do a live with Jay Millie and talk about some stuff at some point.
All right, cool. And are you going to like, are you more spontaneous about it, or do you like put out a couple posts, let people know that you're going to be like going on?
I'll probably add it to my story because that's all I add.
Okay. All right. And so I asked you earlier to send me a link to your YouTube, and you said you don't have one. You don't have a YouTube channel?
I don't, like, I don't have no control of, like, the YouTube topic channel or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that it's super important for you to make a YouTube channel of your own, because I think that your videos would be, like, huge with your music and your personality. They would be like instant hits.
I would like, I want to do music videos, but like, I want to shoot music videos for like, you know, like future music that I'm like gonna like, you know, stand by a lot. I want it to be high quality. I want a professional director, you know.
Right.
I don't want to put out any videos without, you know, I want quality in my music videos.
Definitely. So
that's why I don't have any music videos out.
Yeah. I just, I think that would just make you like this huge, like unstoppable, like complete package. If you had even one, you know, music video that you got out, I think that based off of looking at your Instagram and like listening to your music and stuff, my honest opinion is that it would blow up, and I would put that everywhere. I mean, I would make sure everyone knew about it. So
my music videos were super crazy.
So is there anything else that, you know, you've got going on, or anything, anyone you want to shout out, or anything that you'd like us to know?
I want to shout out Jay Millie. I keep mentioning him. We've met in 2017. We did a EP together called Tupac from the US. And since then, we've been close ever since. We collabed like a million times. And I think he has potential. So I want to shout him out. He's a good artist. Good hip hop artist, and yeah, just, you know, look out.
Nice. All right. And is Jay Millie, is that like J as in the letter, or like J-A-Y? Because I want to put that in the podcast notes too, so people can check him out.
Yeah, this is J-A-E.
All right.
And then the Millie is M-I-L-L-I-E.
Okay. All right, cool. So, guys, I'll put that info in the podcast notes, too, so you can check him out. And definitely make sure that you follow Ken the Rapper, because he's got just great style, and he's got some stuff coming out, and he's got some stuff that he just put out. So you definitely want to check him out. And thank you so much for being on the show, man.
Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, take it easy.
You too.
All right, guys, so that was Ken the Rapper. I am going to put his information in the podcast notes. Definitely make sure you check out his Spotify, because like I've said a couple times now, it's great. His music is really good, and I definitely hope that you guys will give him a chance. Hey, Are you looking for more episodes of Crystallized Beats? Well, we are now available on all podcast platforms as well as our website, crystallizedbeats.com. Go check us out. Hey guys, check out the new Crystallized Beats app on Google Play and at crystallizedbeats.com/app. You can listen to the podcast, read the blog, check out Nevernair Stomping Ground social media network, and you can shop the Crystal Trip website, all in the convenience of an app. So definitely go and check it out. So guys, the new website is up for the Crystal Trip at thecrystaltrip.com, and it's looking pretty good. You can save 15% off your entire purchase with the code PODCAST15. And get anything that you need to create your Zen space.